Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study that we began last time entitled Signs, Miracles, and Wonders. But before we begin today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, this privilege to open up thy very inspired and preserved inerrant words as we find them in the King James Bible, Lord. And Father, we just pray for the saint of God listening today that they would be encouraged, enlightened, strengthened for the spiritual battle that they face every day. Father, we pray for the lost soul that may be listening today that's never trusted Jesus Christ shed blood and that alone to pay for all their sins and secure them a home in heaven. We pray that this would be the very day, as it says in the scriptures, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We pray that they would call upon the name of Jesus, trusting, putting all their faith and trust in his shed blood alone to save them from a sinner's hell. Father, again, we ask your blessing on our study that you'd have your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, before I begin today, I want to again mention that I've recently published a book entitled Sermons and Studies That Make Sense, Bible Sense. And if you would like a copy of that, I would ask you to send a contribution to the radio station that you're listening to this broadcast over in the World Wide Web, WGCR in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, which is a ministry of Anchor Baptist Church. And make you check out the WGCR, tell them it's for the pastor's study, and they'll let me know that you've sent in a contribution, and I will get that book right out to you. Okay, let's get right into our study then. Again, our study is signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, a lot of people are caught up in signs, miracles, and wonders in the end times, as we're in the end times, the last days as described in the scriptures. Now, last time we began to look at a history of signs. And we looked at signs in the Old Testament, and signs that were given to the nation of Israel and when they were in Egypt in the wilderness. We started to look at signs given in the Gospels. And so far we looked at three examples of signs given in the example. We saw the Jewish shepherds watching their flocks were given a sign. Number one. Number two, the religious leaders of Israel required signs of Jesus. Number two. Number three, we saw that disciples required signs of Jesus. And number four, the miracles of Jesus were signs. The miracles of Jesus were signs. The many miracles performed by our Lord are specifically called signs. And he often pointed to these miracles as the proof that he was really the Son of God, as he claimed. The Jews failed to believe in Jesus not because of a lack of signs, but because of the hardness of their hearts. Let's look at the miracles of Jesus were signs. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 22. And we read this. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, and verse 36, we read this. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. Turn also to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 37 and 38. We read this. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. So, we see that the miracles of Jesus were signs in the Gospels. And again, we're looking at the history of signs. The history of signs in the Old Testament. Now, we looked at them in the... We looked at signs in the Old Testament. We've looked at signs in the Gospel, the Gospels, amen. Now we're going to look at signs, as we continue our history of signs, signs in the book of Acts. So, if you're doing a little bit of an outline, you'd have the history of signs, number one, and then you'd have A, signs in the Old Testament, and the examples listed that I gave you. Then B would be signs in the Gospels, and C, now we're going to look at signs in the book of Acts. Now let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, in verses 29 to 30. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 30. We read this. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Then turn to the next chapter, Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Acts 5, verse 12. We read this. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Again, we're looking, as we continue our study in the history of signs, we're looking at signs in the book of Acts. Look in Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 13. We read this. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now look at Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. We read the following. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Now, so we've looked at a history of signs, which is our first main point of our study on signs, miracles, and wonders. And we looked at signs given in the Old Testament, signs given in the Gospels, and signs given in the book of Acts. Now, our major point number two we're going to look at is the apostles and signs. The apostles and signs. And under that, we ask the question, what is an apostle? What is an apostle? And I'm going to give you four things to answer that question. What is an apostle? The first thing I want to give you is this. An apostle was a man chosen by God for a particular ministry and office in the church. Now let's turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verses 24 to 25. And we read this. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, shew whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Again, we're asking, what is an apostle? The second thing I want to give you is this. The apostle was a spiritual gift to the early church that occupied the chief position of leadership in the early church. Again, the apostle was a spiritual gift to the early church that occupied the chief position of leadership in the early church. Now let's look at some scriptures. 1 Corinthians with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. We read this. And God hath sent some in the church, first apostles, see that? Secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Then turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to look at verses 7 and 8, and then verses 11 and 12. Ephesians 4, verses 7 and 8, verses 11 and 12. We read this. This is what we read there. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Here it is. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Let me give you a third thing as we're answering the question, what is an apostle? The third thing I want to give you is this. One of the qualifications for being an apostle was to have seen Jesus alive after his resurrection. Again, one of the qualifications for being an apostle was to have seen Jesus alive after his resurrection. Now let's turn first to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. And we read the following. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, under that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And then we see Paul wrote the Corinthians. The Apostle Paul wrote the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 4 through 9. We read this. In that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, Paul says, was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. So we see then one of the qualifications, as we've read in these scriptures that I've given you, for being an apostle was to have seen Jesus alive after the resurrection. The fourth thing I want to give you now, as we answer the question, what is an apostle? Another qualification for being an apostle was to have the signs of an apostle. Again, another qualification for being an apostle was to have the signs of an apostle. Few people ever pause to consider the reason why miraculous signs were performed in the days of the early church. There may be several explanations why, but one of the major reasons why God granted a man the ability to perform miraculous signs was so that he could be identified as an apostle. Although some believers other than the apostles were able to perform miraculous signs, there is little doubt that every genuine apostle had to have these signs. Look with me, if you would, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. We read this. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Now, as we look at, we answer the question, what is an apostle? As we look under our main point, the apostles and signs, we want to look at point number two under that. Well, point number B, if you're keeping an outline. The apostles needed to have these miraculous sign gifts. First of all, these signs were necessary for every apostle to have because there were false apostles among the churches. Look with me in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 13. We read this. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Number two, as we look at the apostles needed to have these miraculous sign gifts, number two, any church could test the authenticity of an apostle by seeing if he had the signs of an apostle. Now, Paul reminded the church in Corinth that he was indeed a true apostle from God because the signs of an apostle were wrought among them. Now, note with me how Jesus himself commends the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. Jesus said this to the church of Ephesus in Revelation 2, verse 2. He said, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Well, now let's move on as we look at the apostles and signs. The third point under that, or C, is the signs of an apostle defined. We want to look at the signs of an apostle defined. What are these signs that the apostles were given, in other words? First of all, Jesus gave a number of miraculous signs for Israel to his 12 Jewish apostles during his earthly ministry. Again, Jesus gave a number of miraculous signs for Israel to his 12 apostles during his earthly ministry. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 8. We read this. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And here's the miraculous signs. Jesus told them, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. In other words, I've given you these signs, these miraculous signs freely. Don't charge people for them. Amen. Unlike those today who supposedly still have these miraculous signs, gifts, amen, these so-called faith healers, they're really fake healers, amen. They charge those, amen, when they have a meeting, they charge people. They take up a collection, amen. Number two, as we look at the signs of an apostle defined, number two, Jesus gave apostles 5 miraculous signs when the church age began. Now let's turn to Mark chapter 16. And we're going to look at verses 14 through 20. We read this. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now remember, he appeared unto the 11. This is after his resurrection. Judas is not there. He had gone out and killed himself, hung himself. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And here we go. And these signs shall follow them that believe. First of all, number one, in my name shall they cast out devils. There's your first miraculous sign. They shall speak with new tongues. That's your second miraculous sign. They shall take up serpents. Three. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Number four. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Number five, see? So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word. How? With signs following. Amen. So any true apostle should have the ability to perform these five miraculous signs. So any true apostle, or anyone that says they're an apostle, should be able to perform these five miraculous signs. When some modern-day false apostles are challenged to prove that they are true apostles by demonstrating one of these five miracles, their reply is usually, I don't want to tempt God. Now the church at Ephesus challenged such false apostles and found them liars. Any modern day apostle who cannot meet and demonstrate the criteria of what we just read in Mark 16, or who attempts to avoid the opportunity to prove the validity of his claim to apostleship, is a liar. Some would state that this passage applies to all who believe. In other words, every Christian, and not to apostles only. There are three major problems with this view. First of all, in the context that we just read, Mark 16, it is the apostles who are being addressed, and not all believers. The apostles are the ones who are specifically identified as the unbelievers being spoken to in the passage, verse 14. Number two, in the context, it is the apostles who are specifically identified as going out, preaching, and performing these miracles, verse 20 of Mark 16. And number three, elsewhere in the scripture, it is explicitly stated that not all Christians can speak in tongues, perform miracles, have the gifts of healing, etc. Remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 28 and 30. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And then he says, are all apostles? Of course not. Are all prophets? No. That's why we're answering these questions. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. See? So there we've looked at the apostles and signs. And we've just about ran out of time. And when we get together again on the pastor's study, we'll continue the study on sign, miracles, and wonders. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor's study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.